The pandemic death toll in the United States is nearing 400,000, and at least 14 states have now reported cases of COVID-19 caused by a more infectious new variant first seen in the UK. The CDC has warned that variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. as soon as March. Meanwhile, some governors are blaming the Trump administration for shortfalls of the supply of vaccines. Let's bring in Dr. William Moss. He's executive director of the International Vaccine Access Center at Johns Hopkins. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
Yes. So, Doctor, the governors of Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota wrote to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar on Friday, saying their states may actually be forced to cancel their plans for public vaccination clinics in the coming weeks if the Trump administration doesn't either make more vaccine doses available or allow states to buy them directly. How concerned should the public be about this?
Yes, I think this is of concern. Now, obviously, the Trump administration just has a few more days, and then we're going to see the Biden administration take over this problem. But there's no doubt that there has been a lack of a strong federal response throughout this pandemic, and we're seeing the consequences of this with the vaccine rollout. I think of what I call the four D's for a successful vaccination campaign. That's doses, delivery, demand, and data. And we need to ensure that there are sufficient doses that are being delivered, that there's the demand, and we address issues of vaccine hesitancy, and that we have the accurate data and timely data to track our progress.
Okay, thinking about your four Ds, more than 14 million shots have been given so far here in the U.S., just over a month since vaccinations began. And I know you mentioned the Trump administration is leaving in just a few days, but they had pledged to have at least 20 million Americans vaccinated by the end of this month. Is there any chance, from your view, that we'll still hit that goal?
I'm not sure we're going to meet that goal. Certainly, we didn't meet the goal of 20 million doses by the end of December. But where we really need to focus, and I think where the Biden administration has a clear plan, is on the delivery side. We need to have clear allocation plans so people know who's eligible and who's not. States and local health departments need to have a consistent number of doses. They just cannot plan vaccine delivery if they're unsure how many doses they're going to get. We've heard stories of older Americans waiting overnight only to be told the next day that they cannot get a vaccine. We need to expand our vaccinator workforce, and the Biden administration is talking about, you know, deploying the National Guard, bringing back retired medical personnel. We could leverage medical and nursing students to deliver the vaccines, but we really need to increase our vaccinator workforce. And then we need more resources going to the state and local health departments to set up outreach sites, mass vaccination sites. And the Biden administration is talking about, you know, leveraging FEMA, for example, to help set up these sites. It's clear that it's not going to be one size fits all, but it needs a strong federal response in terms of planning, resources, personnel to assist the states and local health departments.
And I want to get to more on Biden's plan in just a moment, but do you think that expectations were set too high to begin with?
Certainly, the Trump administration underperformed on its expectations. I'm not sure that those expectations could not have been met with the appropriate planning. Unfortunately, the resources went into the development of vaccines, and that's obviously critically important, but much less attention paid to the actual delivery of vaccines. And if that planning had started months earlier with the federal government working very closely with the states and local health departments, with the private sector, the pharmacies, the pharmaceutical companies, I think that original goal of 20 million Americans vaccinated by the end of December could possibly have been met. But it was a lack of planning and resources that led to the failure.
You laid out what the Biden administration should be doing, what their priorities should be. The incoming administration says its goal of inoculating 100 million people in the first 100 days is doable, despite the snags we've been talking about so far. Do you actually agree with that?
Yes, I think it is doable. And we have been achieving over the past couple days vaccination of 1 million people per day. That's what we would need to get 100 million doses in 100 days. The question is really whether that's enough to get us out of this pandemic. So I do think that's achievable, but I think we could actually do more.
Dr. William Moss is Executive Director of the International Vaccine Access Center at Johns Hopkins. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you.